good news about yesterday. Felt like we had a productive day. Got better in a lot of areas. Bad news is, Vic got an MRI last night and confirmed a torn Achilles tendon, and we'll lose Vic for the year. He's going to have season-ending surgery. We feel awful for Vic. He's been a warrior for us. Going down with the knee a year ago, non-contact injury. Same thing this year. The way he fought and battled and rehabbed and trained to get back, it's very, very unfortunate. Injuries do occur. It's part of the game. It's the ugly part of the game. It's a tough, tough pill to swallow. You don't ever want to lose anybody. But Vic is going through what he went through last year, realizing that you can rehab and you can come back. That's only going to help him get through this next set of circumstances. And as a family and as an organization, we got Vic's back, and we're going to help him every step of the way and make sure that he gets back to 100%, and we'll get him on the football field a year from now.
Coach, what do you like about Boom Heron?
About Boom Heron? Tough, smart, he got great special teams value. He's a four-core guy. He can play on the punt team, return kicks, cover kicks, and he's a pretty good tailback. You know, so he gives you a lot, position flexibility, versatility.
Just both times they came to practice with non-contact. You know, I mean, just unfortunate, but such a young kid that 2 years ago led you guys in rushing.
No, I mean, it is unfortunate. And, it's just like Reggie, going down in the Denver game last year. I mean, there's no one around him. He just turns wrong. Cleat gets stuck in whatever it is, and you have a freak injury. This is, the first major, I think, of training camp, of anybody's camp. But unfortunately, there's going to be more. And knock on wood, I hope it isn't in this camp. They happen. And I can't tell you why they happen. They happen.
Do you move forward with what you've done? Are you trying to bring somebody in or running back in for the position?
Yeah, Ryan and I are discussing the roster mechanics, as we speak, and we'll make a decision. Check and see, who's available, and again, what's best for the team and what gives us the best chance, to win, and see if we need the legs there, to get us through camp and try to get someone in here who actually, has an opportunity to compete and make a roster.
What about Trent Richardson and what your expectations are there, especially now?
Excuse me?
Just with Richardson and just your expectations for him, especially?
No different. They're the same.
How's that looked so far? I know it's early.
He hasn't done much. He's nursing a soft tissue injury. I've held him out of practice for the most part. He started to do some things, but he was going about half speed, and made no sense really to have him out there and err on the side of caution. So he knows exactly what to do. He's getting all the mental reps, getting the walkthrough stuff, but we're going to get him 100% before we throw him out there.
You're going to hold him to?
Yeah.
Can you check with, again, you kind of know what you got with Trent. The fact that with Vic out now, are you confident that Ahmad's going to hold up with the neck, or does that just want to heighten your concern?
Again, we're going to prepare. We're going to practice. We'll get him all ready. We're going to hand him the ball. We're going to throw him the ball. He's going to have to block. He's going to have to do everything that our runners are asked to do within the scheme and the philosophy of our offense, and we move forward.
When you see Ahmad, take hits and get out there and do those things that you're talking about, will that give you a greater comfort level?
He looks really good.
Yeah.
And you guys see it. We all see it. He looks fantastic. He looks like he's found the fountain of youth to me. And we know how tough Ahmad is. We know how he's wired. So I'm not, it'll be pulling back, on the reins on Ahmad. So we got to, again, he's one of those guys you got to kind of protect, from himself. So it'll take care of itself. And he's not one of those guys that's going to be thinking about what he went through. He's a football player.
Yeah.
He's a tough guy. He's hard-nosed. So love what we see to this point out of him. Again, we're putting the pads on for the first time, so we'll find some other things out.
Are Are you looking forward to that? You could throw
in the past. Kidding me? We've been in shorts since we got back together in April 21st. You know, we've been playing flag football. You know, and nothing against flag football. I love flag football. You know? Got daughters that play flag football, but, you know, we don't get to play flag football on Sundays, unfortunately. So this is a great day.
I know you said you're going to hold Trent out of precaution. Is it the shoulder? What is exactly the one?
Just got a soft tissue injury that we're protecting.
We love that word.
It's a sexy word in football right now. That's might as well stick with it and might as well use it. You know?
Does this Chris Rainey's ability to return kicks give him any kind of advantage?
Absolutely. You watch him right now. You know, because when we got Chris, you know, a year ago, he'd been on a couch for 11 months. You know, I don't know what he was doing work-wise, but he was on a sofa living with his brother. You know, he hate me. You know, so. We had he hate me in Oakland. Great dude, man. Love him. And, you know, it wasn't surprising to me that, you know, coming in and just getting thrust into the action that we did, you know, you got to play football. You know, it's like coming to camp. You can run, lift, and train and do everything all summer long, all off season long. But until you put the helmet and shoulder pads on and put the pads on and go through this grind, it takes a while to get in football shape. And so now, being in the program, you know, a year back in the weight room, I mean, he's light years. He looks like the old Chris Rainey, you know. When I was at Oakland, and I left Oakland to go back to college in 2007, his brother, he hate me, he said, you know, Coach, good luck. I know you're leaving. He goes, you might want to take a look at this cat. And he handed me a DVD, and it was of Chris Rainey, who was a senior at Lakeland High School. And so I'm going back to college, so I go home. We're packing up the house, and it's me and Tori, my youngest daughter. We pop it in. We watch four plays, and she told me, he goes, go get that guy. That guy can play. And so, I mean, he looked like everybody else was standing still on the tape. I mean, and that's what he looks like now. I mean, you can see, you know, the athleticism, the burst, the speed. He puts a foot in the ground, gets north and south. So, to answer your question, long story short, he's going to help us in the return game. It's going to give him a chance to make this team.
And that's the dimension you don't have in your other backs, at least to the other two guys. Not any slight against them, but
we don't know that yet. We don't know that yet. We don't. Well, the return part of it.
Well,
yeah, we kind of do. We're not going to put him back there.
That burst and that athleticism is probably a better athlete.
We'll see. Okay. We'll see. Time will tell on that. Jury's still out.
It sounds like.
I mean, I was at the Ravens, you know, and we went to play the Giants, and, you know, we were getting worn out by Big Cat Jacobs, right? He was killing us, and Rex is going crazy. Rex was the D coordinator, and then they put 44 in the game. And he went 77 on us, you know, like that. He hit a hole and was gone. And the only guy that caught him was the fastest guy in the draft that year, and that was Fabian Washington. Caught him on the 1 yard line, you know, because Fabian ran 4.27. You know, so I know this is a few years removed from that, but again, he looks pretty good.
It sounds like there's no decision one way or the other on what you should do personnel wise at running back. I mean, that's a fluid decision. It sounds like. Really.
Yeah, okay. The whole, like we talk about the whole roster, it's daily, and we felt great, you know, with the six backs, you know, coming in. I know we're, you know, precautionary with one right now, and we understand that we had two coming back, and we just lost one, but you know, it's a great opportunity now for, you know, Boom. We talked about Boom, you know, Tip, you know, Chris Rainey, you know, because we're not going to just hand the ball to Ahmad 50 times today and let him get every snap and blow him up,
right.
You know, so it's a great opportunity for those young guys, you know, get some snaps and get some experience.
Chris, when you talk about roster mechanics, is it possible that the player that's added isn't a running back? Could that come out of that position?
Anything's possible.